accepting ourselves, a place where boys, pups, and subs alike can kick back and discuss things amongst themselves. Email your questions to boyneil at houseofmnsm.com. That's boy, B-O-Y, Neil, N-E-A-L.
Well, we're here for another hour.
Well, you might be an hour. We're here for two.
Yeah, I'm here for another hour.
Hello.
Master Nolan, Sir Mark, and myself, Boy Neil.
How are you?
Good.
Tired. Sir Mark, how are you? That good, eh?
We're kind of out of it.
So I'm not. I feel great.
La 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 la. Something of a virus going on.
Sorry.
So,
two words.
Anyway.
Fuck off?
Fuck off.
Hi, honey.
Yeah.
But anyway, we had a great weekend. A big surprise for boy Alex, celebrating what is still
Bab.
Coming up.
I'm not on.
Yeah, you're on. What?
Am I?
You're
okay.
On.
I don't know.
His
don't
spank. Big 5-0, his 50th birthday, which is actually the 18th, if anybody is watching.
Nobody cares.
Nobody
it's
cares.
Done.
It's
over.
Done and over now, which is Tuesday the 18th, if anyone's curious.
Yeah, Nick, he turned 35. Right.
Yeah, right. Okay. Again, 35.
Anyway. Yes, it was called Bab.
Yeah. The Bab Pup event.
Oh, wow. That was just grasping out of Easter's, wasn't it?
But if you guys are on Facebook, there are actually videos of his. In fact, I'll copy and paste one of the links. There's
that'd be
videos.
A good idea.
Of his big surprise. Oops, I don't want it to go on, though, now. I just want to copy the link. There's videos of his big surprise when he came in the house. It worked out very well. Sir Mark and Slave Wayne did a great job getting people there, getting everything set up, and then we just kept him here and had fun again. And then we had fun again.
We didn't have fun three times,
did we?
Doing all
that work. Well, if you also count the beatings, sir, yes.
And the beatings. Well, I had to keep them occupied.
We had to stay occupied.
Oh, I know. Master Noel's life and, you know, job is it's just so hard.
That's so hard for me. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Seriously, I had to beat the boy.
Twice.
And
we had sex twice.
Yeah.
So I guess it was four times. But we had to stay
busy.
Well,
yeah, there's two of you.
We had to not let him raise his suspicion that anything was up, which we thought he did, but he didn't for a while. If you watch that video, you'll see he was pretty shocked, and he had no clue what Bab stood for.
No. Well, because he kept saying, well, what's it called? What's it called? And I last week when we were doing the show, Pup Ace came on. I'm like, okay, he's going to ask you about the show. Tell him it's called Bab. And then I made up the boy Alex birthday bash after to go with it. It was like, oh, fuck, eh?
And to walking in the door, he still had no clue what Bab was, so he definitely never got it. And we had friends from his work who already knew a lot about boy Alex and our family, and now they even know more.
Well, now they have the full...
the whole thing.
Oh, they've got the spectrum now.
It's the 3D movie.
Well, yeah, when his coworkers from work request that he take his shirt off so they can see the beating that I had given him earlier in the day. That's kind of pretty accepting coworkers, I would think, eh?
Yeah. And it was so hard for him to get his shirt off to show them.
I know.
It was such a fight.
Oh, seriously. Take
you
your
almost
shirt.
Had to cut it off.
Oh,
didn't you?
I truly did, yes. Also, I remember is this one bitching at, well, not bitching. We had a discussion earlier in the week about, you know, you have to kind of balance, blah, 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 blah. So we're having this nice birthday party. Next thing you know, his shirt's off. I've been whapping him with something, and I look over and I just see him looking at me.
Well, no, of course.
Fire was going through my brain.
Master Noel is standing in the corner where there's two women, so of course that's where he's going to be. And it's like, but just before that, he goes, oh, can I show them some pictures? I go, no, you cannot show them some
pictures.
I was
going to show him Slave Wayne's ass, bloody
ass.
Yeah,
and then you asked me. You know what was amazing? He asked you, and I saw you said, no way. He came over to me then and said, what do you think if I show them these pictures?
I wanted a second opinion.
He was looking for someone he could. Then he was going to blame it on me and say, oh, the boy said it was okay.
No.
The boy said it was fine.
I would not have blamed you.
Oh,
no, I wouldn't have. No, I had to think about that twice.
Okay.
So, anyways, let's get back on track here. So anyway, Chris is online. He is not able to get the chat room. Hi, Chris. We got Nick. We got Pup Dakota. Pup Dakota, I think, said that he has boy Andrew with him, if I read that correctly. Hi, Shannon. We got lots of boy Alex, Slave Wayne, Sir Mark, obviously, a bunch of people here. Pup Chomper, Pup Ace, they won't be on, won't be with us, unfortunately, tonight. They have a family event, so.
Family.
No, they're bio family.
Well, that's what I mean, yeah.
Bio so family.
Actually, it's with Pup Ace's bio family, isn't it?
That's tonight. Yeah, and I mean, there's a nice picture, actually, of...
Forbidden Weekend.
So they've got their collars and their leashes on, and they're appropriately on their knees, etc. And of course, we took a picture, so they have it up on the wall. Now you have to keep in mind that Pup Ace's father is an ex-military chaplain,
right?
So he's going to kind of get the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and I think he's still a preacher somewhere.
Yes, he does preach.
But yeah, that's an interesting thing. Well, you actually met his father, did you not, when you were moving?
When we were moving him, yeah, we were talking to him. Hey, Pup Kalen, how are you doing, puppy dog?
And didn't Pup Ace actually keep referring to you as sir and everything while we were there?
He did a couple of times. I don't think he had the same
intonation to his voice.
Yeah, that it was.
So you don't know if his father really got it or not.
I know, because the pup slipped to call me sir a couple of times. So, I mean, it just is what it is.
Well, talk about a few things. One thing that's amazing that's going on, I published a link to it.
Just to be clear with Mr. Mark. Mark, Chris says he wants a birdie paddling, not caning. You'll get what we give you.
No, I've already told Chris what he's getting. He's getting a paddle and then a special gift from me.
Oh, la la la.
Whatever that
is. Anyways, so what do you got happening there,
well,
boy?
One of the things I wanted to talk about is what's going on still down south in the United States, which is really sad.
Cross burning?
And pretty much it's in the same state that did a lot of that, which is Mississippi. It's about the only thing they haven't actually publicly said they're going to do is what I'm sure they'd like to burn something, not crosses, though. From the talks down there, they'd like to burn us is what they would like to burn.
So...
A prominent LGBT organization called Get Equal has raised a travel alert for members of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender community in Mississippi. I posted a copy of the article. Mississippi legislators, and I do say they're legislators, are trying to pass that discrimination bill very similar to what got totally destroyed in Arizona to give businesses a right to discriminate for any reason, including if you're gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. And I've been through Mississippi, and I see why they gave this alert. I mean, they're giving an alert to people. If you're going to be traveling through that state, you know, and you are one of us, do not. They're saying don't do it alone. They encourage do not travel alone. If you're making a hotel reservation, be sure you straight up front tell them or ask them, are you a gay, lesbian, transgender friendly hotel? Because from what I've read, there has been gays that have checked into hotels and then somebody went, I think that's two men that checked in there and I think they're having gay sex there. The next thing you know, someone's pounding on the door and they're getting thrown out of their hotel room.
That's fucked up.
You're gay. Get out of here. That's fucked up, man. We do not accept you. So they're saying deal with it up front.
But it's not even a law that's passed yet, and they're still attempting to do these
things.
They're
still attempting to do this. The law isn't even passed.
You guys have this other law, which doesn't make fucking sense, but you're allowed to have a gun, so I'd say, what the fuck do you want?
Well, that depends state by state, who has a gun and if they have a license.
It accidentally went off into his head five times.
Accidentally went to jail. I can see how some would like that part. Let's not go there.
No, but anyway, they're saying watch what restaurants and bars you go to. Actually, everyone's got the internet, so you can check on the internet for gay-friendly organizations in the state. If you look at that site, Get Equal, or what was it, Get? Get Equal is the name of the organization. So you just be really careful. I mean, these things are really volatile, and it's not a lot of people doing it, but the ones that are others, to excuse the term, real assholes. They're being played by the conservative Republicans, basically, the politicians. Because look what happened in Arizona. The Republicans passed that in their basic state legislation, and once it got out, after it got out that they had passed this bill and it was waiting to be signed by the governor, the majority of the people of Arizona said, "What the frick are you doing? We don't want this law." You know, and these men are supposed to, men or women, there are women there too, are supposed to be representing the people of the state, and it turned out they were not at all.
Well, they're okay. I mean, they're going to have to go pretty much every
some
state.
Some of the people of the state. Yeah, they do in our country.
They're going to go through every single state. You know that. Unless, if they don't get it one, they're going to just keep trying.
Unless it gets to a point, which is one of the things that the conservatives really fear, unless it gets to a point where there's a presidential declaration on it. The president could actually just simply say, look at bottom line, this is the way it's going to be. And while and those are great and all, but they only stand while the current president is standing. If we get another president next term, which we will.
Yeah, but Hillary won't put up with this shit.
I know. Hillary could be the next one, then we won't have to worry. But if you get a Republican in there, he could pull that law away. So the only way it is truly protected is state by state.
Right.
But it's amazing because, again, they're doing it in Arizona just like they did it, in Mississippi like they did in Arizona. They're trying to say they're doing this on the grounds of protecting religious freedom so that people, you know, don't have to be forced to compromise on their religion to actually not discriminate is what it's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And... in my research and finding this, I found something really amazing, which is actually a letter was sent to the Mississippi legislators, which I'm going to put a copy of it. And it was drafted by the Baptists, a group of Baptists, and I think it was Presbyterian, but let me double check this. Methodists, which are Presbyterians, are fairly liberal. I mean, most Presbyterian churches, their church actually made a declaration to be open and accepting in the United States. Methodists did not. And this is a group of Baptist and Methodist leaders sent an open letter, listen to this, to state legislators concerning SB 2681. That's the bill's number. That would allow businesses to refuse service to the LGBT community on the basis of religious freedom. In the letter, the signatures stand firm in their support of religious freedom, saying they hold the right sacred, but not the difference between religious space and commercial space. The letter goes on to say, when providing a service to the public, businesses cannot pick and choose whom to serve and whom to deny. This is basic discrimination, and it has nothing to do with religious freedom. The Baptist and Methodist signatories of the letter join a growing chorus of voices calling on the legislator to reject the bill, including prominent Mississippi native Lance Bass and the Mississippi State Chamber of Commerce. You know, here you go. I mean, they're basically saying to these politicians, stop blaming us. We don't want the bill. Okay?
Right.
We don't want this. It's not the religious. It's this freaking political bullshit going on.
Well, it is the religious people because that's who's making the stance at the beginning part.
And the thing
it turns out, though, it actually isn't. It's the politicians doing it, sir. That's what they're basically, is proof of it.
But we've proved now for quite a few years that gay people have quite a lot of X amount of money to spend. It's very simple. Hit them where it hurts. Do not go to those establishments. I'm sorry, but I will no longer go where I'm not wanted. And I will not let them get away with it. So cause enough shit, open a business next door, take away their business, and just fight fire with fire.
Well, there was the one on Facebook. I really liked it that the one place, I guess they were homophobic, and it was in the South. So everybody went on like their phone apps and different apps, and they voted at the best gay restaurant, gay bar ever. And the owner was some older guy, like 70, 80 years old. They closed the, they ended up closing the guy down.
Wow.
Because that, so is that, that's not real fair either. Do you know what I mean? It's works, it kind of works both ways. I mean, and again, I'm not taking that side of, you know what, I can serve whomever I want. Because at the same time, let's say it is a gay bar, and then you get these bigots going in there, we got to serve them too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it can work both ways.
Yeah, but if you get bigots in your store, in your bar, and they start a commotion, you then have the right to remove them.
So what do you classify a commotion if somebody sits there and
if
says,
they're, no, if they're
fucking fags.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking fags.
Yeah.
So what? That, why is, how is that?
Because then you are in a gay establishment. So? If you don't like the fags, then it's very simple, sir. Here you go.
No, 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 no. You guys just fought for this right that you cannot discriminate me on any sort of a religious or any rights like that.
But
so
you need to respect the establishment you were in.
No, no, I'm not leaving. No. I'm not leaving. You can't make me leave.
No.
And if you do, I'm going to sue you.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Well, that's you've got to realize it's going to work both ways.
I'm in no mood for this tonight. This show's going to end up really fast, so hurry up.
Well, next, then go upstairs if you don't want to do it. No one's got you hogtied down
here. Well, this
yet.
Is. Let me just read another paragraph from this letter, and this is what the religious people sent to. It says the legislation will have immense and negative consequences. This legislation will have immense and negative consequences on our communities, including religious communities. First, it sends a message that one's particular religious interpretation can become the law of the land. Well, we know that that is protected by the Constitution and the separation of church and state. Second, as religious leaders, we know that families are harmed when legislation unfairly opens up members of our communities to discrimination. As a state, we know we can do better than that. I mean, it's just the whole point is, I mean, the religious are now saying, stop the bullshit. You know, I also read some articles, even the conservative Republicans are saying, you know what? Maybe we've got to open ourselves up a little bit to this equality thing because...
Who do you think saying that?
The leaders of the party that realize that their party is getting less and less popular.
And why? And so
shit.
Because the money's drying up.
It's not
up.
Because of us gays. It's because of the families and the straight supporters of the gays. Again, I went through last week. There's only like 9 million gays, they estimate, in the United States compared to how many billions of people.
At the same time, though, I mean, they're starting to lose money. People aren't going to their churches anymore, blah, blah, blah. So they're only going to churn around because it's a business thing. It's not because it's their convictions by any stretch of the imagination, right?
No, you know, I think, I think that's part of it. But I also think they finally got word that it isn't...
Testy. Someone said, Sir Mark's testy tonight.
Wow. It isn't...
Testy.
Yep. What you gonna do about it?
Like, equality isn't a religious thing we're fighting for, and they tried to make it like we were fighting to take the religion. It's a civil thing,
but
it's a civil right. Just like you can't discriminate against blacks, you can't discriminate against people because they're Muslim or Islamic or Buddhist. Just it's a discrimination.
But
area,
and it's a two-way thing. You know, they want you. Okay, we're not supposed to have the same rights, but we have to pay the same fucking taxes than the other people do. You have to do, you know, da 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 da. And wait a minute, make up your fucking mind.
That's what
you want it this way or you want it that way.
That's really the message we were sending out, and it's starting to come through. And it turns out it's even going through. It looks like as far as, and you'll say this is definitely about money, and I'm not sure if it is or not because this particular pope has been a little different. But I guess we're gonna take a break first, and then we'll be right back with surprising information from Pope Francis.